Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello and welcome to episode number 5 of the Scottish History Podcast Whiskey Wednesday. My name is Owen Innes, and this week, as I mentioned on the Facebook post, but if you don't follow on Facebook, then, well, why don't you? Head over to facebook.com/ScottHistoryPod and you can find out what I'm usually going to be talking about. This week on Whiskey Wednesday, it's going to be MacMira, and we're going to be trying the MacMira Mac. Now, this again is first taste, but before we crack in, because some of you might not know about MacMira, because I certainly didn't know an awful lot about them when I first saw the name, so just quickly sort of jump into it. MacMira is a single malt whiskey from Sweden. So we're not going to be sticking with Scotch whiskies. We're going to be branching out a little bit and trying some Swedish whiskey. Now, this is a whiskey that I first saw in the Orkney Hotel bar about 2 years ago when I was there during the summer. And it was one of those, I'd always wanted to try it and just, unfortunately, I just never got round to. So recently I saw on Facebook that they were doing virtual tastings, and usually the pack was about £25, but they reduced it down to about £12.50. So I thought, why not? I'll give it a try. So I got the tasting pack, which contained 4 of these sort of 50ml bottles, which includes the other ones in the pictures. I have the other ones here. I can just quickly show you. So we had the Mac, we have, now, obviously I don't speak Swedish, so I'm giving these my best guess. Svensk Ek, which I think is Swedish wood, perhaps. Brooks Whisky, and Svensk Rok, which I know is Swedish smoke. So the order in which we're going to be doing them in is by ABV. So this one is 40%. This one is 41.4%. And then these two are both 46.1 and 46.1. So when I got the taster pack, the 4 of these arrived, but there was supposed to be a 5th one that came with it. And the 5th one didn't come. So I got on the messages, and I sent them a message saying, listen, I bought this thing and I've only received 4 whiskies. I had the impression there was supposed to be 5. And they said, really sorry, we've made a mistake. What we'll do is we'll send them over. Now, I obviously explained I was going to be doing reviews on them. So what they so incredibly kindly did is they didn't just send me the one that they didn't send. They sent me the whole lot again, plus 2. I read 2 other ones. Now, I think one of them might be slightly similar, because we've got this one here. So the Svensk Rok, which is 46.1%. And I've got this one, which is 46.1%. But it's Svensk Rok / Amerikansk Esk. Ek. So I'm guessing this is Swedish smoke, but matured in American oak casks. So that would be interesting. And then there's also this one, which is Grand Tay, which I think has got its green tea in it. We'll find out more when we come around to them. So I have, in total, 6 MacMira whiskies to taste. And also with the tasting pack, so the original tasting pack that I got, for the £12.50, I got this absolutely magnificent MacMira Glencairn style tasting glass as well. So I saved it just for this. So again, we're going to be going through the Mac whiskey, so there's a wee bit more to tell you. McMara have two whiskey distilleries, so they have two distilleries quite close to each other. The first one opened in 1999, so they are quite a fairly new single malt whiskey distillery. But just 1 year before, the story goes that eight friends had turned up to a Swedish ski resort, and each of them brought with them a bottle of single malt whiskey, and they basically said to each other, why are there no Swedish single malts? Why don't we make our own? And that's what they did. So, yeah, the first limited edition whiskey that they released was in 2006, and it was called Preludium 01, and it sold out in less than 20 minutes. So if anyone's got a bottle of that, you're probably quids in at this moment in time. You'll probably... That'll be quite an expensive one. And all of their ingredients, excluding the yeast, is sourced within a 75-mile radius from the distilleries. And this includes the peat, in which they use in some of their expressions. Now, again, I've never tried any of these before, so don't know what to expect. So I'll just quickly get the tasting notes up for the Mac. Here we are. So... the aromatic profile says American oak. So Mac by McMyra is an artisanal single malt whiskey made from only Swedish ingredients. Mac is great in cocktails, but also on its own, straight or on the rocks. It is a flavorful whiskey with a bright, fresh character and notes of vanilla, pear and citrus. Now, this is another reason why I chose this one as well, because it does say in Mac... we have added caramel colouring. So basically, they've added caramel colouring to the whiskey to make it look more appealing, basically. So for those of you that are watching the video, you'll be able to see the bottle itself. You'll be able to see the whiskey itself. So you can see it's quite a... my camera's rubbish, but yeah, you can sort of see. But that's these sort of lovely... almost standard whiskey bottles. Now it's very similar to the Balvenies that I have. But yeah, so they've added caramel colouring on this to make it appear older, is usually the case, because it'll be quite a young whiskey. It can also alter the flavour as well, but it's only colouring that's been added, but the colouring can affect the flavour as well. So, as usual, we'll give it a go. So I'll just open it up. And we shall pour it. That's going to pick up so well on the condenser microphones there. So it looks, it's got it does have a really, really nice colour. So I can see why they've done that. Oh, I've just knocked my glass against my glass of water, which of course I have. I've got the glass of water here for adding in later on. So we're going to go with the standard. We're going to have three sips, and then we'll add some water this time. In terms of the Decades 2, I think it was the Decades 2. Was that a Decades 2 or the one before it? I said I was going to add water to it, and I forgot to bring water with me. Yeah, I still haven't done that. So, or did I do that? Oh, pears. This smells very nice. Now, you will see a lot of people, if you're not very sure with whiskey, you will see a lot of people, what they do is they'll bring this sort of whiskey up to the top of the glass, and then you see the sort of the liquid running down. This is called the legs, and it's supposed to sort of tell you kind of how old it is and stuff like that. The older, the longer the legs take to run down the glass. I think it's the same as wine. And this has got some good legs on it, so it's quite oily. So we'll go in for a wee nose. So yeah, definitely smells very fruity. It is quite a short smell though. It's not quite as pungent as other whiskies that I've done before. But yeah, you're definitely getting the pears that was mentioned. and apples and a wee bit, maybe it's a very sort of crisp green apple. You know, sort of like that you would use in an apple pie, the sort of almost bitter kind of cooking apples. Banana as well. Kind of very fruity. That's pretty much all I can smell is fruits. With a wee bit of, maybe a wee bit of spicy in there. But more, maybe more of a kind of cinnamon spice, like maybe sort of, or aniseed, kind of more star anise kind of spice rather than a black pepper spice. So I'm really intrigued to try this, so let's give it a go. That's delicious. Again, very sort of aniseedy. You got a wee bit of wood in there, but not a whole lot. Not like, was it the Legacy? Bananas and apples, grapes, pears. Yeah, the whole lot. It's probably one of the fruitiest whiskies I've ever tasted. So I can see why they mention that perhaps you would use it in cocktails. Don't know what kind of cocktail you'd use this in, mind you. Don't know why you would want to mar it with anything else. Yeah, it's very pleasant. I can't get over like the banana. And like proper fresh bananas as well. Like ripe, good ripe bananas. Going for the third. I will say as well that, I mean, it's just been sitting in my spare room where I am just now. And it's not been, I mean, it's been pretty chilly outside. I have kind of kept them on the windowsill rather than in a cupboard or anything like that. They've been in the little boxes, but I must say it's almost cold as well. Again, there's no ice or anything in this, but I'm going to enjoy this. This is So there's no peat that I can tell. I would imagine that they just use hot air. I always used to joke on. And I would tour that the alternative to using peat was just to get me to talk at the barley to drown to dry it out, full of hot air. So I've just topped up the glass a little bit. Well, of course, we go in with the couple of little drops of water. So there's one. Two and a half, and then three. Give that a wee swirl around on the desk. I'll take a wee glug of water to cleanse the palate a little bit. But this is going to score very, very well. Let me say that. To be honest, there's only one whiskey. There's only one whiskey which I will refuse to a review, and that is Laphroaig 10. I mean, I will review it, but I'll review it without tasting it ever again. I'll give it a. My palate will probably have changed since the last time I had that, but this is a very, very wonderful whiskey. So. Giving it some water, let's see if it's opened up. Now, seems to have taken a little bit away from the nose. I'm not getting much of the fruities there at all. It's kind of more just the kind of alcohol that you can sort of smell now. In terms of taste, it still tastes good, but it's not as good as it is straight. For sure. I would prefer without the water. You see, a lot of that kind of fruitiness is just kind of gone, but it's kind of with the water in it, it kind of reminds me of like a slightly over watered down Balvini. Oh no, there's a wee bit of the banana coming back. Could possibly have been to do with the fact that I rinsed. But yeah, that's lovely. Just to admire this glass again, this Mac Myra glass. Lovely. Printed sort of. I'm definitely not putting that in the dishwasher, that's for sure. Hand wash only, this one. Yeah, now that is a very, very pleasant whiskey. In terms of a score, just because of how surprised I was, I'm gonna go 8. So without the water in it, I probably would have given it an 8.7 before I put water in it. But after, it's probably sitting at about an 8.3. So, I think 8.5. Let's kind of sort of settle somewhere in the middle. We'll go 8.5, 8.5 out of 10. You can't say fairer than that. Cheers very much to the guys at Mac Myra for sending through even the extras, my word. But if that's what your base range tastes like, and that's, as I say, that's only 40%. It doesn't give you that big kick. Like, as I said, I think a couple of the tomatins gave me quite a big kick. This one was pleasant right from the off. No whiskey face. Didn't have to make the first sip whiskey face. I've not drank any others today. This is very, very nice. So Slangevar, I should learn what they say in Sweden. It could be Skål, might be wrong, but Slangevar on this is gorgeous. May as well finish it, eh? Lovely. Well, I'm absolutely delighted with that. So, Mac Myra, the Mac, M-A-C-K. So, if you're obviously just listening to the audible on this, M-A-C-K-M-Y-R-A. And Mac is just the first four letters, M-A-C-K. Swedish single malt whiskey. Yeah. If you looking maybe for a proper entry level into just drinking whiskey in general, I don't care where it's from. Whiskey's whiskey. So, if you're looking for a good entry level whiskey, this has now maybe become possibly my go-to for that, for a recommendation. So definitely, hit up Mac Myra. Mac. Very, very nice. 40% ABV. I'm definitely going to be buying myself a big bottle at some point. So there you go, folks. That's review number 5, Whiskey Wednesdays. If you've enjoyed this video, then subscribe to the YouTube. However, if you want to get in touch with me for any reason, you can do so via the aforementioned Facebook page, facebook.com/ScottHistoryPod. On Twitter is @ScottHistoryPod. On Instagram is @ScottHistoryPod. You can email @ScottHistoryPod@gmail.com. Or you can just simply go to www.ScottHistoryPod.com. Till next time, see you later.